fidget spinners. The latest craze been banned from UK classrooms. Makes me feel old, this now. Journalist Andrew McVeigh and Martin Dobney with us today. Andrew and Martin, good morning. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
I remember a yo-yo. And you used to get them free with the Coca-Cola stuff, didn't you? And you got a certain amount of tokens or tabs, whatever it was. And now there's a fidget spinner. I'm sitting with this in my hand. And it's basically, so you hold it between your finger and your thumb and you twirl it. Have you seen these? What do you make of them, Andrea?
I think they're great. I really do. I mean, I'm appalled at this idea that this should be banned. All right, this should definitely be banned during lessons, but not in the playground or not during break time. Kids have always had something, as you say. There was yo-yos. Before that, there were hula hoops. There were Rubik's Cubes and Tamagotchis. I mean, let kids be kids and just enjoy themselves. Kids are always fidgeting anyway. I remember in school, you know, you sort of put the ruler over the edge of the desk and you pinged it up and down. That was a thing that could keep kids amused for about 20 minutes. Playing with pens, all those sorts of things, even if it's like passing notes.
I've dropped it.
There's no harm in it, surely. And this,
I don't know about that. I just dropped it if somebody had been here.
To me, it's sort of like worry beads. You know those Greek worry beads that you see men in Greece, and then you can sort of buy them in Oxfam shops and things like that, and they're meant to be good for stress. To me, it's sort of like that. It keeps you occupied. It maybe takes your thoughts away from something more worrying or more important if you're just mildly distracted.
I'm going to have to get social services for you, Martin Dobney, because you took them off your children and threw them in the river.
Yeah, I did. I was on a without fear of looking like some kind of humourless Victorian father. I was on a camping trip at the weekend with the lads and dads from school. Eight children sat around the table spinning these things, you know, recklessly into each other. Like, it was that Robot Wars with more spilt lager and swearing. And the kids were just kind of obsessed with them. Now, my boy's on the autistic spectrum, okay, and my beef with these toys is they've been sold to us as a kind of cure-all for identifying the concentration lapses of young people. And it's a great thing to help them concentrate. Absolute nonsense. These things destroy concentration.
Why?
Because if you see a bunch of kids
I'm
playing...
I'm putting them at the nine, I'm listening to you at the same time.
Indeed, well, that's easy. But if you see a bunch of kids playing with these, they argue, they bicker, and in the playground, you know, it's turning into bedlam. My boys' school has banned them, and I totally support that, because the teachers that I spoke to were telling me, you know, when 15 kids are spinning these in a classroom at the same time, that does not help concentration. It sounds like a plague of locusts coming through the window, and nobody does any work. It's the very antithesis of concentration when nobody's paying any attention to a teacher because they're fiddling around with their fidget spinners.
Don't kids always fiddle? Don't they always fiddle around and not concentrate? I mean, it's kind of hard if you're in like a 30 or 45 minute lesson. It's hard to concentrate the full time. Even looking out of the window is a distraction. And even in work, I do this constantly. You know, I'll do a bit of work. And then I'll maybe check my phone. I'll do a bit of work. I'll look out of the window. Some people have smoke breaks and go out. I mean, everybody needs to sort of have something to just take their mind away. And actually, I think it's good for creativity as well, that you're not, you know, that your mind is distracted and you allow yourself to think about something else. I mean, aren't kids, isn't everybody always distracted by something? And to be honest, that's how, you know, we get through the day. And if other crazes, I mean, the best thing surely is to let it blow over. You know, nobody, there isn't a classroom full of Rubik's Cubes anymore or even yo-yos. You'd probably have to explain to a child what a yo-yo is, Stephen. I mean, we're that old.
It's so sad, but, you know, that saddens me.
The point is, these gadgets were sold to us on the back of precisely zero scientific evidence that they were an aid for concentration. There's no evidence to support that. But it is what it is. It's just another kid's phase. It's cheap tack that we get pestered into buying in case our children feel left out. But in this case, we were sold the dummy, the marketing hokum by the manufacturers, that this was some sort of educational aid that would improve children's brains. It's nothing of the sort. It's just another fad that we're all being kind of duped into buying.
Well, obviously the manufacturers might dispute that, given the fact that they're saying it out loud.
Well, of course they would, because it's great for profit, because we have a unique situation here where parents who think their children have, you know, attention deficit disorders, which, by the way, are massively overdiagnosed, particularly in young boys, often who are just immature and kind of young for their year. And I've been contacted by parents whose boys have ADHD who are telling me that their kids are being given fidget spinners by teachers to kind of pacify them. Now, that's not right. That is the antithesis of learning. That's the opposite. It's like, here's a fidget spinner, sit in the corner and keep quiet. Now,
if you're wondering what these things are, by the way, because I know I tried to describe it quite woefully in my attempt to describe it. So what we will do is we'll take a wee short video. Don't mind the hairy hands. Vinny has got gorilla-like hands. But we will take a little video and we'll put it on Twitter so that and Facebook, so that you can see these things.
Can I just say one more thing? Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, kids can't get a break these days. Parents and grown-ups are complaining when they're all sitting on their phones. So they're not all sitting on their phones. As Martin said, you know, a group of eight of them. Would it be worse if they were sitting on their phones? No, they're sort of sitting and doing this as a mild distraction. It bonds them together. They can.
I've been doing it the whole way through this. I've been doing it the whole way through.
I think the thing about phones is that phones are, and iPads are portrayed as the root of all evil. You know, anything but screen time is a good thing. But my boys learned about the wonders of the universe, you know, antimatter, glaciation, and all these wonderful things from his iPad. All he learns from a fidget spinner is to sit there and be a moron.
Fidget spinner.
He turned into a zombie. You know, the house could burn down, the school could burn down, and these kids wouldn't even notice if their legs caught fire.
Oh, Martin, were you never a child yourself? Did you never have a Rubik's Cube or a Tamagotchi or anything like that? I mean,
no, I was born inside.
Yeah. Kids just seem, I mean, as I say, they don't get a break. There's always something they're not doing right. They lead stressful lives. They're not allowed to be on their phones. You know, they spend too much time doing this. They don't spend enough time doing anything else. You know, it's harmless. I mean, it is in the great big scheme of things. It's a minor distraction.
I'm going
harmless.
To play with my fidget spinner. I will see you later on. Thank you very much, Martin. Thank you, Andrea. Thank you. Morning.
All the best.